In the 1890s, the game of football was just beginning on some college campuses. That was the case at Mansfield, Pennsylvania. The college there was just in its second year of the sport when the team captain had a novel idea. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In 1891, Mansfield State Normal School in Mansfield, Pennsylvania, began a football program. Steve McCluskey explains that move was a big deal in that era.
Football at that time was always associated with the Ivy League schools and private academies. So any other school wanting to elevate their prestige, it was like, we want to be more than we really are.
Professor John Edwards organized that first team, but he left the college in 1892, and team captain George McGuire took over the squad. McGuire was from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, right across the river from a college called Wyoming Seminary.
They were a funnel system for the Ivy League schools and the higher elite private schools. They had had football already for 9 years.
McGuire knew students at Wyoming Seminary and asked them to schedule a football game with his team in Mansfield.
He also found out in early September that as part of the Great Mansfield Fair, there was going to be electric lights on the park.
That sum of money would be nearly $4,000 today. In September of 1892, McGuire became aware of an interesting piece of news.
In order for them to accept the offer, Mansfield came up with $110. The $110 paid for their train trips over, and we hosted them the night after the game here on campus.
General Electric was sending portable electric dynamos to communities to demonstrate using electricity for lights.
In order to bring the concept to rural communities, they were offering a package where they would ship the dynamo. If you were having a big event, like a fair or something like that, as long as the fair was on railroad tracks where it wouldn't have to be taken off the cars.
McGuire had an interesting idea for Mansfield's game against Wyoming Seminary. That story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Mansfield, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.